This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Hour 3 of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again? Let us help. If you want to chop it up with the fellas, call the Be Dry Waterproofing Hotline at 865-200-5503.
All right, so Juwan Jennings is definitely one of my three players on offense that I want to see more from. I expect more from him, and it's not even about his on-the-field play. It's about the leadership, the small disciplines that he needs to make off the field to have the opportunity that I'm sure he wants, and that's to play at the next level. So with everything that happened last year, let's say he stays for 2 years. You need to have a clean 2 years. Like, you're not missing meetings, you're not late for anything, you are never on that list, do everything right, and that's what I want to see from Juwan Jennings. I mean, you can be a guy that you had some troubles in high school. I'm not saying Juwan did, I'm just using this as an example.
I mean, but you technically did.
You can be a guy that has some troubles in high school, but because you're at college, and because you have this unbelievable opportunity, you say, you know what, for these 3 or 4 years, I'm not going to do it because I can't risk this opportunity at all. I mean, there were some times in high school where, you know, young, you're dumb, and you know, you feel like you're invincible, and you put yourself in some really, really bad situations. And I remember coming to school going, man, I can't mess this up. Number one, I don't want to embarrass my great uncle. You know, I came from Alabama, so they couldn't wait for me to be in the newspaper or doing something wrong. Kind of like some of the folks that got really excited about T. Higgins possibly getting in trouble. Because I left home, people were rooting for my downfall, and I didn't want to give them, you know, that satisfaction at all. And so that's what I thought about my 4 years here at Tennessee, and I didn't want to ruin the opportunity. Be that. I think Juwan needs to have that mentality. There's not another window. And this goes for everybody. Every college football player. There's not another window in your life where in 4 years you have a chance to impact the next 40, 50, 60 years of your life. Not only that, but you're going to impact generations and generations after you by a few decisions that you're going to make. Like, if you think about it that way, now you are really careful about what you're doing, what you're saying, and the situations you put yourself into. So that's what I'm expecting from Juwan, a little bit more just off the field and him being very disciplined.
And real quick, I would say on Juwan that, you know, he has the potential to play in the NFL. And I would say right now his biggest con, I guess, to put it, is his off-the-field issues.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
And I bring that up because if he has a picture-perfect 2 years, if he decides to play for 2 years, I think that almost erases what happened under Butch Jones. And I think maybe it won't be forgotten, but it'll be forgiven in terms of how the NFL sees it, how NFL scouts, coaches, and GMs see it. I think they'll kind of forgive Juwan the benefit of the doubt because of the culture that was set under Butch Jones, and then he has a perfect 2 years under Jeremy Pruitt. I think Juwan would enter the NFL with a clean slate.
I think so, too. I really think so, too. So, my next offensive player is Drew Richmond. And the reason why I select Drew Richmond is because here's a guy that if Trey Smith plays tackle, if Chance Hall's healthy, he plays tackle, Drew Richmond is now probably faced with playing what he should have been playing the whole entire time, which was guard. He got caught up, and I don't blame him for getting caught up in this because he was being recruited. Tackles in the NFL make a lot more money than guards, and he was told he can play tackle. You need someone that's going to tell you the truth. You need someone to sometimes be a dream killer
mm-hmm.
and tell you the truth. yeah, I'm going to the NBA. I want to go to the NBA. Okay, you can do it. You can do it. You 5'2". Okay, at some point, if you can't do it, you need someone to tell you the truth. You need someone to tell you the truth. It's not being negative. It's not being a dream killer in a bad way. But sometimes you need somebody to kill your dreams so you can be on the right path. And maybe Drew Richmond should have had that person around him, especially a coach, and he didn't have that. They were too busy just trying to get him and for hype reasons. And he's been playing out of position, and he's not looked that great. Maybe guard is his natural position. Maybe he plays great at tackle this fall camp, this summer, and, you know, you make the coaches make a change with Trey Smith. I don't know. Trey can play every position, but you have to put Trey in the best position that's good for the team, offensive line, and him too. So I don't know what's going to happen with Drew Richmond, but I do know that I want to see more from him.
I know I want to see him at guard.
I want to see more from him.
Yes.
I want to see more from him. He's a Tennessee offensive lineman. We've had really good success with those guys over the decades. They tend to have the same type of personality. Drew does not have that personality, so I want to see him get it done with even being a little bit different. Being a little bit different. And what I mean by different is, you know, Scott Wells, Ramon Fosters, those guys, I mean, just tough nose, you know, rub your face in the ground type of offensive lineman from Tennessee. And Drew was not that type of – he was that type of dude. He may be that guy now, but he has not been that type of guy. But I want him to be successful because, again, in-state talent, highly recruited, and this is – he's an upperclassman now. So he's my second offensive player that I am selecting. And my third offensive player, here's where it's tough. Because I think quarterback is the easy choice here. Quarterback is the easy choice. Garantano is the easy choice. Garantano is the easy choice. And I've been kind of going back and forth between going with Garantano or going with another receiver. And I think I'm going to go with Callaway. The reason why I'm going with Callaway over Garantano is because if I think Callaway does his job, he's going to make Garantano's job a whole lot easier. So I want to see more from Callaway. And what I want to see from Callaway is that I want you to know and act and practice and play and think like the number one receiver of this football team. When you realize the strengths that you have, oh, man. Oh, the player that you can be. The player you can be. Remember when Jason Kroom realized that he was bigger and stronger than everybody that he was going up against?
In that spring game.
And, like, he was throwing people out of the club. He was throwing people out of the house like Uncle Phil did Jazzy Jeff, trying to push up on Hillary back in the Will Smith Fresh Prince days. Jason Kroom wasn't always physical. He wasn't. But once he realized, wait, I'm bigger and stronger than everyone, he became a better player. When you realize your talents, when you realize your strengths, you can be a really great player. You can tap your potential as just as a person in all walks of life. When you realize the power that you have, take someone who's very shy, but when that person opens up to you, they're very charismatic. They're funny. They have an awesome sense of humor. Man, you have a gift. So don't be shy. Don't be shy. Share with the world your talent. You have a talent of being a people person, of bringing joy to other people's life. And when that person realizes the talent that they have, the impact they can have is great. And I look at this football player the same way in Callaway. First game of the season last year, the dude was the best receiver in college football. He had the best game of any player at the wide receiver position in college football. Big stage, everyone's watching the game. Callaway, along with Dorminey and John Kelly, they bring Tennessee back against Georgia Tech. There's NFL players tweeting about Callaway. He had an unbelievable game on a huge stage. And then he fell off. Not 100% on him, but he did fall off. And some of it is on him. Had a rough game against LSU with fielding punts. The elements got the best of him. He has a great talent, and I want him to use that talent, understand that talent, know that he has it, and go forward. So I got combo on defense, but I'm going to go with my other two is Darren Kirkland Jr. and Kyle Phillips. Darren Kirkland Jr., I want to see what he's made of as far as bouncing back. Your position was not given to you. It's not given to you right now. It was kind of given to you. Not really. You still had to earn it, you know, from Colton Jumper. Colton Jumper did start, but you played early. You had that success. Now you have to battle back from injury. So now it's more mental. Your body's not the same as it was as a freshman. So now it's mental. How can you be a better player and be better mentally? Study more film. Understand the scheme a little bit more. Understand that this little soreness is just soreness. It's not an injury. Playing through a little bruise here, a strain here, being sore, that's mental. That's mentally pushing yourself and telling yourself it's not as bad as you're trying to tell yourself that it is. So now you have to be a better mental player. And Kyle Phillips, I mean, had so much praise coming out of spring. Another five-star player. Pruitt said he was the most improved. He's done everything right. Everything. He's done everything right. And so I want to see that continue. I want to see more from him. And I want him to finish his career like he finished his career at high school. You know, he went from a four-star to a through-the-roof five-star from his performance there at the U.S. Army All-American game. He rose to the occasion against the best talent in America. And I want to see him rise to the talent in the SEC in this last year at Tennessee. I think he can be a very important leader. Vocal, he's not the most vocal guy, but he's a lead by example guy. So those are my three on defense, my three in offense of my players that I want to see more from. I expect more from them this 2018 season. We'll get Charlie's, we'll get Ben's after the break here. Hour three is powered by Low T Center and lowtcenter.com. June is Men's Health Awareness Month. You can get a prostate level test and a testosterone test for only $50 in the month of June, men. So do not let that opportunity pass you by. Tons of locations here in Tennessee. Low T Center.
Hour three of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Jason Swain here. June is Men's Health Month. Gentlemen, question. Do you know your numbers? You may know your blood pressure and cholesterol, but do you know your testosterone and prostate numbers? I know mine. I went to Low T Center. They made it quick and easy, and you'll know your results in about 20 minutes. And this month, Low T Center is even offering a special $50 testosterone and prostate level test. Gentlemen, don't wait anymore. Call Low T Center today at 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Having a place to call home means a lot. A place that feels comfortable where you can be yourself. Better Mattress has called East Tennessee home for the past 27 years. You can tell when you walk in, they care. They have that Tennessee spirit that feels like home. You can trust them. Better Mattress has the history, the expertise to help you sleep better, and they have the top brands. From Tempur-Pedic to Stearns & Foster, Better Mattress has the brands you know, plus they carry their own line handcrafted in East Tennessee. The owners of Better Mattress know the person who made your Better Mattress. They visit their manufacturers to perfect every single detail before carrying them in their stores. To celebrate 27 years, you can get an adjustable base for $27 on select purchases. Plus, that's a $1,299 value. With a 100-night guarantee, you can shop worry-free at Better Mattress. You are missing out if you don't shop Better Mattress. It feels like home, and this month only, get an adjustable base for $27 to celebrate 27 years in business. Good night, just got better. BEDRmattress.com.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience to Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
We now return to the program, It's a Debtful Life.
Two auto loans, 6 credit cards. Sometimes I wish I'd never taken out all this debt.
Oh, you should never say that, especially since Alcoa 10 will pay you up to $500 for your debt.
Who are you? Are you an angel?
Close. I'm a loan officer at Alcoa 10.
Teacher said that whenever you hear cha-ching, someone refinance a loan at Alcoa 10.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong. Equal housing lender.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerrica Steele with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerrica Steele is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jarrett, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jarrett Castillo a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jarrett Castillo and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
For a replay of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
What are you boying about?
Boy.
I'm going to let you guys. I'm going to let y'all finish. I'm going to do my Kanye, Taylor Swift moment. I'm going to let y'all finish. I'm going to let y'all do y'all.
So that's how you feel about us, huh?
I'm going to let y'all tell the world about your three on offense, defense.
I can do
for
that.
For this Vol team.
Charlie, you want to rotate? I'll give one. You give one?
Sure.
I'll let you go first. Let's do offense.
Then we can get to what? What Swain is boying about. On offense, I'll start off on the offensive line. I want to see, and obviously this is very contingent on his injury status, Chance Hall, because he just has been out of commission for a very long time with injuries, and if he can come through healthy, he's going to be a huge piece of that offensive line. And a senior leader on that offensive line. And so I absolutely want to see him step up, bring his A game, and stay healthy. That's going to be a huge part of it, too.
I agree. He is my number three guy as well. As I said, my kind of criteria is, yeah, you want to see Marquez Callaway and Juwan Jennings, Darren Kirkland Jr., Daniel Batuli, that you want to see them take the next step. You want more out of them. But kind of when I hear the question, who do you want to see more out of? To me, I kind of take that as they haven't done anything yet.
Yeah.
And Chance All has done some stuff, but he's been hurt, and I think I want to see more out of him, because I think if he's healthy and he's playing at a really good level, he was really good in that Tennessee-Alabama game in 2016. 15 yeah. in Tuscaloosa when Tennessee was up with like a minute and a half left. Chance All played really well that game, and he could just take so much pressure off of this offensive line, and he would make them exponentially better, and he would be a key cog in that offensive line. So if he can get healthy and stay healthy, that's his key. I think that would be a tremendous jump for this offensive line.
Definitely. The second offensive player out of my three is Tyler Bird.
I like it.
I think they switched him. He went to defensive back for like 2 seconds, and now he's back a wide receiver. His athletic ability is just through the roof. I just think that he can be a really, really special player if you can get the ball in his hands, and I hope that Tyson Helton utilizes his abilities, because Tyler Bird was just so underused with Butch Jones. I mean, story of that entire offense. I just really want to see Tyler Bird come through and be the guy that I think, with his ability, he's capable of being.
I agree. Tyler Bird's a guy that I would love to see more out of. But my number two guy, I'm sticking on the offensive line, kind of agree with Swain here, Drew Richmond. 5-star offensive tackle, Memphis, Tennessee. We need more from you. And if this Tennessee team is going to be successful this season, Drew Richmond has to play well. I don't even know if he can play well. He has to play good football this season. It's similar to Chance Hall. If he can step up and help Trey Smith anchor that offensive line, that's huge, a huge development for this football team. He's a 5-star guy, like I said, who has not produced at a 4 or 5-star level. I would love to see him move inside to guard, because I think that's his bread and butter. I think he would be much better at guard. So I would love to see that move happen. But Drew Richmond would be my number two.
I like it. I like it a lot. And then my final on the offense is, I'm going a little off the wall here, Brent Simaglia. He presumably will be the kicker. Presumably. He was the...
I was not expecting that.
I know.
I was not expecting that at all.
But seriously, no. that's I think is going to be a hugely important position. And who, I guess really whoever ends up, I don't know,
I'm
if
with you.
Is he the heir apparent? That's just my assumption.
He should
at
be
this
the
point.
Favorite.
Yeah. Whoever ends up being the kicker.
They did bring a kicker in. I can't remember.
But Simaglia is the guy who got a little PT last year. And so I mean, that's just, I think it's going to be incredibly important if this offense, maybe they have some red zone struggles and you got to kick field goals. It's going to be huge. Kickoffs need to be through the end zone if they can be. Just that position needs to be emphasized, I think, because it has been so huge in the last few years and this team is developing. So maybe you're not just sailing into the end zone on every single drive. And so, If you can get great production out of your kicker, that can change a season sometimes.
I agree, especially when your team lacks talent. I mean, there's things you can do in the kicking game that you saw it in 2013 when Butch Jones was a first-year coach here at Tennessee with Michael Pilardi. Pilardi was able to pin the kickoffs deep and kind of not necessarily through the end zone, but kind of aim them to the corner of the field or the near side, the far side, whichever Butch Jones instructed him to do. And he was pretty successful at pinning opposing offenses deep that year. That was one of the reasons Tennessee upset South Carolina that year, is because Pilardi's kickoffs kept pinning South Carolina back 5, 10, 15 yard line. And was that Connor Shaw's last year? He just could not do anything, couldn't get the offense going. But my number one is Jarrett Guarantano. I think people are sleeping on Jarrett Guarantano. I understand that Keller Christ is more experienced. I don't expect him to have any difficulties in terms of picking up the offense because he's a veteran. He's going to be more comfortable in throwing those short to mid-range passes, to whereas Guarantano is more efficient with the deep ball. But Jarrett Guarantano is too talented not to play quarterback at this level, in my opinion. And excuse me for forgiving him for his faults during a Butch Jones era offense. Like, I'm not going to hold that against him. Jerry Guarantano picked Tennessee over Urban Meyer. And that this isn't one of those deals where the kid claims he has an offer. Urban Meyer wanted Jerry Guarantano for a reason. He was his number one choice that year, if I remember correctly. And he chose to come to Tennessee.
And his dad has a relationship with Greg Schiano. And
shut up.
it just is what it is.
Like, but I want to see more out of Jerry Guarantano. And like I said, what happened last year, I don't put that on him. I put that on the coaching staff. But now that you have a legitimate coaching staff, let your talent shine. Come out here. You should be doing 7-on-7 every single day this summer. No days off. Developing those relationships with the receivers, knowing when to throw the ball, where the receiver likes the ball, little things like that, little nuances that Swain tried to get down during the summer with the Clausens and Ainge and Schaefer. Those are important. This is the time of the year where you need to get all those nuances nailed down. That way it's second nature come fall camp. So I want to see more out of Jerry Guarantano. I think he's more than capable of winning the quarterback competition, and I want to see more from Jerry Guarantano.
Absolutely. I think that I wanted to go a little different with the kicker.
No, I don't think it's absurd as it sounded when it came out of your mouth.
It just caught me off guard, that's all. But he's very important too.
I just wanted to be different because most people are saying JG, and that is absolutely spot on. I mean, he needs to come up big if he's going to be the starter, but yeah, I just want to go in a different direction with the kicker. But on defense, I'm going to start off with another one that's a little bit out of left field in a way, I think, from most people. It would be Marquill Osborne.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
At cornerback, I think he's going to have his opportunity this season. He's been a backup for his first 2 years, and then this year he's really going to get his shot, it seems. And he came in, I believe he's a 4-star, if I'm remembering correctly. Mm-hmm.
Out of Georgia.
And I just think that his talent will have a chance to shine through this year. And he has, obviously, a great defensive backs coach in obviously, Jeremy Pruitt, Terry Fair, everyone back there. I don't know that I'm expecting huge things out of him, but a lot more than we've seen in terms of him just being a backup. I think he has a chance to really contribute.
My number three is Jonathan Kongbo, but we already talked about him, so I'm not going to go in depth on him. I mean, I think it's a kind of a clear, obvious choice. If anything, he'd be number one. He's one of my three. Another one is Shai Tuttle, though. He's along those similar lines with Kongbo in the sense of 5-star guy. You had a lot of talent coming in, and you haven't produced to that level yet. I mean,
different reasons.
And he's a guy that struggled to stay healthy, and I think that's played a big part of it as well. But as I was saying with JG and Ohio State, Kyle Phillips could have gone to LSU, and recently LSU has a great track record of producing defensive linemen, and I say that about JG, and I say that about Kyle Phillips to kind of point out how talented they are, and they haven't been, in my opinion, allowed to kind of show that. You know, Kyle Phillips was tinkered with a lot, moving him inside, moving him outside, moving him inside, moving him outside, and I don't know that he necessarily bought into that fully, so Kyle Phillips is a guy similar to the offensive line situation where if he can come on and play the way that he's capable of playing, that's a huge development for this football team because, in my opinion, the offensive line and defensive line, their play is going to make or break Tennessee's season. In the SEC, we say it all the time, it starts up front in the trenches, and if Tennessee can get solid offensive line play and defensive line play, it's going to start with Kyle Phillips, Kongbo to an extent. I know he's in a hybrid role now, and then Drew Richmond and Chance Hall as well. So on defense, I go Kongbo and Kyle Phillips is kind of my first two guys that kind of stand out to me on guys who I want to see more of.
Kyle Phillips is my second. You pretty much hit the nail on the head. I would say he just hasn't, through injuries and different things that have happened, he just hasn't lived up to his billing so far. And I think with great defensive coaches, he can really come through and be a great player. My final number three choice is Darren Kirkland Jr. in whatever role he ends up playing. Being resilient from his injury, and I'm sorry that I have to use that word, but it is what it is. He needs to bounce back from this injury and bring it, even if he is a backup. I want, if he ends up being a backup and doesn't get that starting spot, I want to see him embrace it and really, be a Lamonte Turner for this team. Be a great dude coming off the bench and just really
really show that your head is in it, because it definitely concerns me a little bit having him announce that he's transferring and then coming back, and you know, you don't know if he's 100% in. And I want to see that out of Darren Kirkland Jr., that he's totally invested, that he is improving, that he's coming off this injury well. I think if he can do all of that, just adding depth at that linebacker position could be huge for this defense. So
I agree, and I kind of go off the wall compared to what I've been saying. I've been preaching over and over that I kind of look at it as a guy that hasn't done much yet is who I look for to step up. But I want to see Nigel Warrior round into a really good overall safety. In my opinion, I think there's a lot of room for improvement in terms of coverage and things of that nature in the passing game. He has one career interception. He's a ball hawk in the running game. I want to see him become a ball hawk when the ball is in the air. That guy that with where Tennessee's corners are right now, he can take some pressure off those corners by Schamberger and Osborne and Buchanan, knowing that Nigel Warrior's back there focused on the man in front of him. They have that extra layer of cushion. So I want to see Nigel Warrior develop into that Eric Berry type, where you know he was going to come up and hit you, knock your teeth out, but then he had your back on the back end of the secondary as well.
For Nigel, yes, I want to see that too, but I want to see – the mental part of the game.
I was going to mention leadership as well.
Improve. And Nigel has natural leadership qualities.
Mm-hmm.
He's an alpha. But I want the game to slow down for him in a way that when someone lines up, based on alignment, he knows what's happening. He knows that, okay, it's third down, and this guy has an outside. He's playing a little bit. You know, he has a wide alignment. Then this is probably going to happen. Or you watch so much film that you know on second down that this is what this quarterback likes to do. I know that he can run them. I know he can hit. I know he can jump. We know he can do those things. But the great players, they take their game to another level when the game is like slow motion for them.
Mm-hmm.
Slow motion. And I remember experiencing that when I was a senior and going up against DBs, I knew exactly what they were thinking and what was going on, pretty much what all 22 people were doing on the field when I was a senior. And that's the evolution that takes place when you are an upperclassman. So that's what I want to see from Nigel Warrior. I know Minka was not only one of the best players at Alabama during the Saban era, but he was probably the smartest player to play for Nick Saban. And I want to see Nigel Warrior improve in that part of his game, too. 865-255-03. Did Derek Dooley cost Dez Bryant millions of dollars?
Yes.
That is the question. And Cole Beasley has some very interesting comments about his former wide receiver coach. Cole Beasley is a wide receiver with the Dallas Cowboys. Derek Dooley, now the offense coordinator at Missouri. So that is the question. Did Derek Dooley cost Dez Bryant millions? Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. We'll answer that after the break.
Hour 3 of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Spring is here and it's time to party. Who wants to spend hours upon hours on the smoker while everyone else is having a good time? Nobody. That's who. Call Dead End Barbecue at 865-414-9417 and let a top 100 barbecue restaurant handle the food so you can enjoy your party. The school year is getting close to ending, which means graduation parties and end of the year celebrations. Don't be stuck on the grill. Pick up the phone and call 865-414-9417 and ask for Leah. Dead End Barbecue. Your catering search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
Hey, 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. I mean, you would think that an NFL player wouldn't need a position coach to be good because he's in the NFL, right? It's the best of the best. But getting to the NFL and staying in the NFL and doing what you need to do to improve as a player while you're in the NFL, they're totally two different things here. Dez Bryant was cut by the Cowboys because, hey, they were going to have to pay him a lot of money. He has not been picked up. A lot of it's because of him. But Dex Bryant's production fell off. His separation was not the same as it was when he was a younger player. I don't know if he's beat up all that much. Well, according to Cole Beasley, I think we might have found the reason why. Cole Beasley was asked about the new wide receiver coach, and Cole Beasley was a big fan. Says it feels like for the first time we're actually being taught how to run routes instead of just naturally doing. And like I made a joke on this show, it's been a running joke for a while, that Dooley would tell the guys, hey, just go do that little thing you
just
do.
Just go and play football.
Just go do that thing you do.
Just go run.
I didn't know that's what he was really doing. And now he's offensive coordinator, which, as a coordinator, you're more like the puppet master. It's about calling plays and knowing when to call plays and having a script and setting up, you know, other plays. Hey, you wanna run this play action? Okay, well, give the team the same type of run action for a quarter. And then the second quarter, you're going to hit them with their play action fake, and this is our chance to take a deep shot. That is more of kind of what Derek Dooley is doing. I don't know if he's going to be on a daily basis working on the fundamentals at a certain position where with the Dallas Cowboys, he was a wide receiver coach. I do think his title with Missouri is OC/quarterbacks coach. I think. Have to look it up and see. But if he is the quarterback's coach at Missouri, and you hear these words from Cole Beasley about his lack of coaching and teaching, that's discouraging. Derek Dooley played receiver in college. He went to Virginia. He played receiver. Mm-hmm. And couldn't coach that. Now he's going to coach quarterbacks at Missouri coming off a season where they lit the world on fire offensively, and they're probably expected to do something similar to that this year. All eyes will be on Derek Dooley if that does not if those results do not come close to the results they had last year, especially after these comments from Cole Beasley.
It's kind of like Butch Jones. You know, he was a wide receivers guy. Was wide receivers coach.
He didn't play wide receiver.
He did not play wide receiver, but he was a wide receivers coach for many years, actually, under Chip Kelly, it's Brian Kelly, and
Rich Rod.
And yeah, Rich Rod.
Yeah.
And
he never coached.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah, Brian Kelly was at one of those, I think it's
Central Michigan,
I think
believe.
He did. Yeah, I think he did coach
yeah.
either like running backs or wide receivers during that time.
But yeah, right. Whatever it was, he had plenty of experience doing it. And just, I mean, look at his production for the wide receivers when he was here. It just was never as good as it should have been. But Dooley, that's interesting in Missouri because his offense at Tennessee was never the problem. It was pretty much that defense. I mean, when he got Tyler Bray feeling it, that offense could move, man. And, you know, maybe it was his coordinators. Maybe it was just the player's natural ability.
He has some good coaches, man.
He has some good coaches. And he has some just awesome players. Had, like I said, Tyler Bray could freaking sling it. He had CP. But I it was an interesting hire, for sure. I'll put it that way. I genuinely have no idea how it's going to play out because Missouri has some weapons, some serious weapons. Will they be able to produce? I still see Missouri as like a 7-5 team this year. But
Butch was only the running backs coach under
Brian Kelly.
Under Brian Kelly. Okay. Brian Kelly was the coach at Central Michigan from 04 to 06, and Butch was the running back coaches in 04, and then he went to be the wide receiver coach at West Virginia. 05
oh,
and,
that's
and
right.
06.
I forgot about the West Virginia.
Yeah, and then he came back from West Virginia. He's a head coach of Central Michigan. So he only coached running backs under Brian Kelly. But yeah, I mean, he should have. You know, you coach receivers in 99 at Central Michigan, and then you come back and you coach receivers at West Virginia. I mean, you should have had a little bit better success at coaching wide receivers here. But yeah, I mean, it just goes to show you that there's all this money that's been thrown at these coaches, and for them to – I'm talking about assistant coaches. Like, it's one thing to fail as a head coach. You know, Will Muschamp, no one is questioning his football acumen. Like, no one. The dude knows football. Will Muschamp's problem was about management. That's all it was. That was his problem in Florida. He did not know how to let an offense coordinator do his job. That's all. That's all that happened. But the dude's a good coach. Head coaching be a different ball game, whether you're successful or unsuccessful. But as an assistant coach, if your guys are not getting better, what? That's on you. Like, how do you have a job and you're unable to improve the play of your players? Now, Harry Hiestand was here as offensive line coach before we brought in Sam Pittman. And he went to Notre Dame, and he did a really good job at Notre Dame. I think he may be still there, to be honest. He didn't have a problem, but I guess it just didn't mesh with Harry Hiestand and Al Lahman at the time. We'll see what happens with Derrick Dooley, coaching quarterbacks. But, boy,
that's the Bryant,
Cole Beasley, their play at the wide receiver position, it dropped. And Derrick Dooley, I guess, is the reason why. Who got that job? Because he's really, really cool with Jason Garrett, the head coach there. So, really interesting. We'll see what happens. 865-255-03, B-Draw, waterproofing, hotline.
Just goes to show you what happens when you hire only your friends, which was a Butch Jones staple. He loved hiring dudes that he knew. He loved playing in out-of-conference games, only guys that he knew.
I do understand hiring people that you like and that you trust. But you look at Pruitt, and he has hired his friends.
Except his friends are from – a elite pedigree, generally speaking.
I do understand. You mean you look at Will Friend, and that's his guy
for
that,
sure.
That is his guy. Will Friend was the offense coordinator for Colorado State. Was one of the highest paid assistant coaches outside of Power Five conference in the country. I mean, he was paid a whole lot. But I would want to hire someone that I trust. I don't mind hiring a friend. You just can't let that be the reason you overlook their deficiencies. If you say, okay, here's my friend. I know he's not qualified. I know there's other people better, but I'm going to hire him anyways because he's my friend. That's where you get in trouble. But if you have a friend that you know can get the job done, it's very, very it's a great move to bring him in because you trust him. You don't have to micromanage him. You know he's going to do his job. You know he may not be leaking things to the media that's negative like we had with the previous staff. Guys were doing that. There's positives in hiring your friend. If your friend is capable, and Pruitt has done that. Now he's brought in some guys that, I mean, you look at pretty much every coach that we have, except for maybe what, David Johnson? Did they work together? Did he work with Tyson Helton? I guess it's hard to look at the offense.
Yeah, but I don't think he ever worked with Tyson Helton. But
defense, there's a tie with everybody. There's a tie.
I mean, that's just yet another thing that makes the hiring of Tyson Helton and kind of the fashion that he was hired really interesting. Because, yeah, Tyson Helton doesn't seem like they would ever cross paths. Western Kentucky, USC, maybe he knew him. But on top of that, bringing him in from USC and paying him such a massive amount of money, making, $1.2 million, whatever it is. And so that's an interesting one, but otherwise most of those defensive guys are his dudes.
Yeah.
And but like I said, just comparing them to some of the guys Butch hired, like and he's a super nice guy, but just not that great. Chico, Canales? Mike Canales.
That was a friend hire.
Friend hire and just a dude that. While he was one of the nicer guys around that program that I ever met, just didn't.
That was a friend hire.
I mean, it's not. Did you see a whole lot of progression with Jared Garantano and Quentin Dormady during that year? But when you get a guy like Tracy Rocker coming from Georgia and just from a team that just played for a national championship, I mean that's huge. Little different there. to me at least.
That was definitely a friend hire.
That one for sure is, but that's a good friend to have.
Yeah. 865-255-03, 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports, Swain Event fueled by Dead End Barbecue, and Hour 3 powered by Low T Center and lowtcenter.com. I want to take a look at the text box. Dre Low 14 says defensively he has Abernathy, DeAndre Johnson, Malik Gray, because of corner. And in offense, he has Drew Richmond, Ryan Johnson, and Josh Palmer. Troy says you get an automatic bid in the World Cup if you are the host country. And because America was the leader in getting the 2026 World Cup, we get that automatic bid.
Huh.
Nacho says he got touchdown that he needs to step up. But my expectations for combo is low now. Nacho says combo, Taylor, Abernathy, he meant to say Tuttle instead of combo. So there it is. Bo says Smith offensively, just because I think he's one of the five best players in the nation. Richmond guard finally because Lyle's an idiot. Jennings because he's a dog. Defense, Nigel, Sapp, and Shy Tuttle. Udawa Vall says, how will Josh Palmer play? Josh Palmer's still learning the position at wide receiver. I mean, he was a late bloomer there when he moved from Canada down to Florida to go to St. Thomas Aquinas. I mean, he's still learning the position. And you can tell, great body type, but he's still learning the position. Coach SAJ says, Swain, everyone is leaving out one key ingredient. When you make that cornbread, heat that skillet at 425 with the most important ingredient, bacon grease, and then pour the batter in the skillet and cook. That gives that cornbread the crunchy brown crust.
Did he really say that? I literally said that to y'all earlier.
Yeah.
Did I say that on air?
Yeah. Buttermilk is just...
That's funny.
Buttermilk is just country, but if the cornbread is not good, the buttermilk doesn't matter. What a fun show.
That's really fun. I literally, off air, I was like, oh, yeah, you got to get that grease, because that's how my mom's always made it. She makes it in a skillet, and, yeah, you put the grease or whatever in it, and it gives it that crust on the outside that's so tasty. That's really funny.
Jonesboro Jeremy says that cornbread is a lot better than regular milk. Steph says try cornbread and regular milk, if not a fan of buttermilk. And VFL Shad says offensive players. He has Brandon Johnson, JG, and then the offensive line. Defense, combo, Tuttle, DK, Jr. Chris from Dyer says, y'all act like y'all about to eat a tarantula instead of some fine southern cuisine. I just didn't know what to expect. That's all.
It's just buttermilk by itself is so gross. That's a little intimidating.
Nacho says, Palmer, Latrell Williams, Richmond. I thought about Latrell Williams. All that speed. Want to see him kind of translate that to some big plays. You got to stay healthy, too. Abernathy, Darrell Taylor combo for Nacho, too. DC Volgirl says, you just made this math teacher sad with your show your work bashing. Yeah, I made a comment early in the show that, growing up, you had to show your work.
Ugh.
It's like, why? Got the answer right. I was kind of being facetious. I was joking. You want to know that the kid understands how he got that answer. And then what you don't want is kids copying from other kids' paper and just getting the answer. I mean, that can happen too. So understanding the work is probably more important than getting the answer right. I was kind of joking. Okay?
Yeah, I will say I made that example when we were talking about that in my old accounting classes. When the majority of your points came from the work that you showed on these giant problems that we would do. And ultimately, when I got into doing accounting work, that was actually useful information, because while I did all the calculations in an Excel spreadsheet, it was always very useful to know the underlying, you know, how we came to the conclusions that we came to. So, fine, showing your work is good, I guess, but it's a lot of extra work.
Yeah, it is. Rodney and Austells says, yes, we got the cups. He asked about us mailing it to him. Absolutely. I got all the cups in the mail yesterday. It took me getting after the promotional company a little bit because I thought it took too long.
Definitely took too long.
You don't know this, Charlie, but I sent him an email. And
good.
Yeah, I was not happy about the timely fashion we received the cups because we have people out here that are waiting for the cups. And so, but yes, we are going to mail it to you. And we got you taken care of there.
That's what we're gonna have to figure that out. Got to figure out how to mail.
We will,
you know, whatever.
We'll do
20 of those cups. So that should be fun. But
yeah, we will mail those cups to you. So
yeah, they're coming.
865-255-03. If you want to get in the conversation with us in the last few minutes of the show, Tennessee got a commitment from a long snapper there. A long time Tennessee football fan, in-state player from right here in East Tennessee, Greenville High School. This is what we want, right? This is what a lot of all fans love to see, is players right here in our backyard who are good enough to play at Tennessee, but play at Tennessee. And that is what Will Albright is doing. He announced on his Twitter account that he's committed to play, class of 2020. All right, quick though, Tennessee, along with other big time programs, have offered a 2022 quarterback. 2022 quarterback.
So that would make them in eighth grade at the moment?
He has not.
Or just finished eighth grade?
He has not had a high school snap.
Oof. That's what you got to do these days.
He has not taken a high school snap. His name is Ty Simpson. Ty Simpson, Westview High School. He has offers from Tennessee. I don't even think he has a recruiting profile. Got an offer from Mississippi State. He's a former Tennessee Future Star, which every year you have a Tennessee Future Stars game. They take on Kentucky's best 7th to 8th grade players. So they play a game each and every year. And Ty was on the 7th grade team and the last summer. This year, offers from Michigan, Kentucky, Mississippi State,
okay,
now Tennessee.
So this kid, he's got to be pretty special if you're getting all of those offers in 8th grade. You got to be a dude. That's interesting, because what I wonder in a situation like that is always how those kids get found. But I guess word just gets around when you're a freak athlete like that.
Yeah, social media, it's really easy to see this in a kid these days, man, and get word to college coaches. But that will definitely be a topic for tomorrow. Is that too early to offer a young man as an eighth grader? We'll discuss it tomorrow on the Swain Event. Have a great day. For Ben McKee, Charlie Burris, I'm Jason Swain. The Swain Event's fueled by Dead End Barbecue, 8:50 a.m., 100.9 FM. Peace and love. Have a great day.